Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our time of evening prayer. How has your day gone? Today I've been making crab apple jelly and Fijo jam, and I thought about Tim's message while I was doing this. I dug out old jars from the back of the cupboard for my Fijo jam, but the crab apple jelly is so pretty that I wanted to put it in new jars, so I braved the crowds at Briscoe's. I've been thinking about God's presence in the small, ordinary things of life, in baskets of fruit, and the way people in the queues at Briscoe's started chatting to one another, the smile of the checkout operator. In what ways has God blessed you today? On Sundays, we pray the beautiful old service of night prayer together. So let us set aside the cares of last week and the concerns of the week to come and turn to God. And so, my brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Et aphanar et charite, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given to us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide upon the way, our bright evening star, we repent of the wrongs we have done this day. For the times we have wounded your love, O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be, is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, boon into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. Tonight's reading was supposed to be a psalm, but I was in the mood for a poem. And so I have chosen one that is my very favourite. If I was allowed to read one poem for the rest of my life, it would be this one. It's God's Grandeur by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Again, as with most poetry, don't worry about hanging on to the meaning of each phrase or line. The wording is old-fashioned and difficult. Just let it float through you and speak to your heart. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil, and wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod. And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. And though the last lights of the black west went, O morning, at the brown brink eastward springs. Because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods, with warm breast and with bright wings. So this is a poem about how everything shines with the grandeur of God. The smallest creature, the flower never seen, the mighty kauri tree, every human being, we are all shining with the grandeur of God. And it's about how no matter how much we stuff up the things around us, and even if we don't lift our heads to notice it, that joyous shine of God is always there, always waiting for us to see it, waiting for the joy to spring up in our hearts. But I want to pause over those last two lines, because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breath and with, bright wings. Here the poet portrays the Holy Spirit as a bird on her nest, keeping her eggs warm with her warm breath, breast her bright wings. It ties in with the message from Tim today. What is the new thing that the Spirit is bringing to birth in our church? And what is the new thing she's bringing to life in you? So let us pray. Tonight we're going to pray for small things, for the people we don't always notice, but who make a difference in our lives. So let's just take a moment and call to mind all the people we have encountered in the week that has passed. Lord, tonight we thank you for our work colleagues, our friends and our neighbours. We thank you for the blessing they are to our lives and we ask that you bless them. Please take a moment to ask a special blessing on someone who God places on your heart right now. Lord, we thank you for shop assistants and checkout operators and the people who stack the shelves in the shops. We thank you for the people who work in the online shops we visit, those who wrap and sort our parcels, and those who deliver them. Bless them, we pray. And please take a moment to ask a special blessing on someone who God places in your heart. We thank you, Lord, for those we do not see who make our lives more comfortable. We thank you for the rubbish collectors and the people who drive the trucks carrying supplies to the supermarkets. We thank you for the farmers who supply our meat and milk, for those working in orchards and nurseries to supply vegetables and fruit. We thank you for those who work on the help desk of our internet supplier and are endlessly patient with irritable customers. Bless them, Lord. May they know the value of what they do, and may they know you. We pray a blessing now on the people in our church who work behind the scenes. We pray for the people who make the tea and coffee, who help out with the children's programs, who arrange the flowers and clean the church. We pray for the people who operate our sound system. We thank you for our musicians who put in hours of work to practice, to lead us in worship. And we pray for those whose work is known to you alone. May they be blessed, O God. And finally, we pray for our families and our closest friends, our parents, children, partner, brothers and sisters, grandparents perhaps. We do not always notice the little things they do to make us happy. We do not always know about their prayer for us or the weight of worry they sometimes shoulder. Thank you for the blessing they are, Lord, in ways known and unknown. Lord, may you bless them 100-fold for all that they bring to our lives. And so now we pray for ourselves. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your holy name we pray. Amen. In the coming week during evening prayer, we're going to read through Luke chapter 6 together. It's a real roller coaster of a chapter. Jesus appoints the 12 disciples, heals multitudes, and then we get to hear some wonderful teaching which sets the scene for Jesus' whole ministry. I hope you can join us. Oh, and I hope you can join the worship time organised by the Woodmass House Group. It goes live right after this at 7:30 p.m. on our YouTube channel, so don't miss it. Aren't we blessed to have so many different ways to praise God? God bless my friends, and I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow night.